On the September 28th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Virginia Tech's Kurt Newsom. Newsom, the Hokies' offensive line coach, talked about recruiting and the challenges of coaching a young offensive line.
How's the adjustment been? You're a few months into the job and a few weeks into the season. How do you feel about Blacksburg and the Hokies right now?
Well, I've really enjoyed it. You know, you come to the office and there's great people, and Coach Beamer's been great. And, you know, we've had our work cut out for us up front with the offensive line, but they continue to show improvement, and I think that's what you're looking for, you know, on a daily basis.
Coach, we'll talk about that line in a few minutes, but I just want to talk about your relationships and your chemistry with this staff, because this is your first year in Blacksburg, but you've been doing this whole Virginia football thing in this state for well over 20 years. How far back do your relationships go with Coach Beamer and Cav and Billy Height and guys like that?
Actually, when Coach Beamer came in, I began coming to their football camp, and that's where the relationship started. Through the years, I've been close with those guys. I actually started coaching in Southwest Virginia many years ago, mm-hmm. and I was at Irvington High School, and I was fortunate enough to get back to the Tidewater area and coach high school there. And then, you know, being in Harrisonburg for seven years, I was pretty much centrally located in the central part of the state. So I've seen a little bit of all of it, and, mm-hmm. you know, I enjoy Virginia football at the high school level and the college level.
Coach, when you made the decision to go to Blacksburg and become a Virginia Tech assistant coach, how much of that had to deal with purely your comfort level with this staff and the fact that even though it was a new place, the people weren't new and your relationships dated back literally decades with some of these guys?
Well, that made the transition, you know, quite a bit easier. And in the situation when I came into it, of course, I was not the only new staff member on offense, and I think that makes it a little bit easier too. So we had three guys that were learning their system, and it was, you know, I didn't go at it solo.
Right.
So, but knowing those guys for all these years and the comfort level in the meeting room has made the adjustment very smooth.
The Hokies offensive line coach is Kurt Newsom, first year in Blacksburg, with us tonight as we talk Hokie football. Is that something that was in the back of your mind and maybe in the back of Coach Beamer's mind for a long time? If the opening presented itself, you'd be interested and he'd be interested? It was just a matter of the right timing?
Well, it's always been a goal of mine from the first time, I guess. I think he took the job in 87 or 88, and whatever year they got here, it was something that, you know, a long-term goal, and, you know, I've just been fortunate. I've been around a lot of good football players, and I've been able to move up in that respect, and, you know, I enjoyed my time coaching high school in the Tidewater. I had a great time in Harrisonburg, but, you know, this is a place, in knowing all this staff, that I always wanted to be.
Yeah, Kurt Newsom is with us. Coach, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask on behalf of Cavalier fans, because you were sort of a hot property, a hot commodity last winter. You heard your name in relation to openings at Virginia Tech and the University of Virginia. Did you have conversations with the Cavaliers and Al Groh, and if so, how did those go?
Yes, we did. Very, very professional. The Virginia staff was very good, and things just didn't work out there, but I'm definitely happy where I'm at. But everything in the talks with them was done on a first-class basis, and I enjoyed my visit to Charlottesville.
So even though you chose the Virginia Tech Hokies, in the end, you feel pretty good about your relationship with the Cavalier program as well.
Oh, yes. I think he's doing a good job, and I was there during a bowl preparation time, mm-hmm. and he took time throughout the day to talk with me, and I really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah. Kurt Newsom is with us as we talk about the Virginia Tech Hokies. Before Blacksburg, he was at JMU for 7 years and helped to lead Mickey Matthews and the Dukes to a 2004 national championship. Let's talk about your time at JMU. How much did you learn from Mickey and the way he built the program there?
Oh, we took a program initially that had good players our first year, and that class graduated, so we had to build from scratch again. So I saw the highs and the lows, and then we played with a couple young teams, and we were able to survive it, and then to reap the benefits of it on the national championship year. And, you know, I think he's done a great job with that program, taking it to the level he has, and I really enjoyed being a part of that.
You know, I remember that 2004 game, Coach, and a national championship at any level is a national championship. How much did that mean to you, and what was that moment like for you?
I think to this point in my coaching career, it's definitely a highlight, to play for it all and to see those guys that had grown up. We were playing with them as freshmen and sophomores and taking our lumps. And to see those guys get a little older and get a little more experience and get a little better and in the end get that national championship, I think it's been a highlight for me.
One of the first things you told me about the JMU gig was you guys had to build it from scratch, from the ground up, and obviously that begins with recruiting. When I talked to Coach Beamer a few weeks ago about you, Coach, he mentioned your energy in general, but the energy you brought to the office with your commitment to recruiting. Just talk about Kurt Newsom, the recruiter, and how much you love to get out on the road and see kids.
Kurt Newsom has a little advantage in that area, and that one thing, my relationship with the high school coaches out there, just because I was out there for so long, and I didn't make many of them mad. I don't guess I beat them enough out there. So I've had a good relationship with them. And I tell you, I think the recruiting part is just the enjoyable part of it. You know, you like to talk to a young man about his upcoming game and what his thoughts are. And, you know, I think the biggest thing in recruiting is you know, you're really building a relationship with that young man. And, you know, those relationships, whether they, in the end, choose your school or don't choose your school, or is what is enjoyable about that.
Yeah, to be a really good recruiter year in and year out, does it take a special kind of coach or person with a special sort of passion or energy about the job?
I think you definitely have to work at it, but I think the biggest thing is you have to be yourself in recruiting, you know, and I think they appreciate that, and I think more than anything, you need to be a good listener. They hear a lot of guys talk, but I think being a good listener is a big part of it.
Kurt Newsom joins us tonight on The Best Seat in the House. Coach, I think you can speak from both ends of this conversation, being a high school coach and now being at Virginia Tech. How have the Hokies been so successful in recruiting the last two decades? It seems like Coach Beamer and Cav and Billy Height and Steinspring and Bud and all those guys have built unbelievable lasting relationships with the high school coaches.
I think that's definitely part of it. You know, I think they're well respected in the state. I think, you know, Virginia high school players are a priority here at Virginia Tech. And I think Coach Beamer doesn't hide that fact that it's, you know, he is going to recruit the state of Virginia first and then go elsewhere. But I think that's a big part of it. And high school coaches like to see their young men playing on Saturday.
Yeah. Coach, what are your recruiting territories for the Hokies right now?
Right now I have the south side of Tidewater. Mm-hmm. And a part Cincinnati area of Ohio.
Do you feel right at home going back to the Tidewater and feel like you can strengthen what's already a strong point for Virginia Tech?
It is nice to go back home. I enjoy seeing all the coaches. I'm a little fortunate when I recruit the Tidewater, I can actually still stay at my mother's house.
So it makes it a nice trip, doesn't it?
Pretty enjoyable.
Recruit some players and get some home cooking, right?
Exactly.
Kurt Newsom is with us as we talk about the Hokies and his new job in Blacksburg. All right, let's get on to the business at hand. This 2006 offensive line, this is the first offensive line, Coach, at Virginia Tech that you've had the pleasure and the challenge equal parts of working with. Has it been a challenge, but an exciting challenge to work with a group this young where you're trying to put so many pieces together?
Yes, it has. We came into the season in a group of five young men. We've got a total of 19 starts. A lot of people in this country have, several players with more than 19 starts up front. So, we're looking for improvement. We're continuing to try to solve our depth problem. But they've had a great attitude, and they've got a great work ethic, and that's been instilled in them. You know, we practice hard, and I think we're getting better.
And I'm sure that's important for you to see. You can teach the mechanics, but you can't teach the care or the love for football, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think part of that is, you know, just it comes from Coach Beamer. And, you know, they know when they go out on the practice field, it's all about work and getting after it. And I think that makes us better.
I know you guys want to and need to make some more progress with that offense and that offensive line. Where's the greatest area of progress that needs to happen in the next couple of weeks, do you think?
Well, I really think it's the five guys we've got up front. You know, I think we've got some receivers with experience. We've got a tailback that's proven he can do it. So, you know, I think those five guys in my meeting room need to improve. So and I think they realize it. And I don't think you can look at it over a 3-week period. We try to look at it as a daily, and we're just looking for improvement on a daily basis.
Does that give them some added confidence, though, that they know if they open the holes, there's a guy in Orr or receivers in Morgan and Royal and everybody else there. If they do their job, Tech's going to score some points because the weapons are there?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, they were taking little steps, as you know, now, and I think to have the tailback that was the ACC Player of the Week, I think they take some pride in that. They know we're not there yet, but they know we're working in the right direction.